without further delay. Without further delay. Your guru. Your guide to a better life through real estate investing. Through real estate investing. Matt Theriault.
Hey, this is episode 48 of the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, and this is Matt Theriault, the Rat Race Escape Artist. Change one thing, one time, and you too can escape the rat race. And that one thing is, it's my new mantra, by the way, and it has set me free, and it can set you free too, and it is stop focusing on making money and start focusing on creating cash flow. Residual income, that's where it's at. It's the new definition of wealthy. Cash flow is the new black, so to speak. It's the new definition of financial freedom. And it can be yours too with just a change in your focus and then action corresponding with that focus. And if you want to get started today, I'll show you exactly how I did it and I'll show you for free. Go to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com and download the free course, How to Do Deals, No Money Required. And I'll show you the two easiest and fastest strategies in real estate to start making some cash so you can start turning that into cash flow. Those are the two easiest and fastest. Not to be confused with easy and fast, okay? I'm never going to tell you that this business is easy and it's get rich quick. But they are the two easiest and fastest strategies in real estate to start making some cash so you can start turning that into cash flow. And that course is yours for free at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Alrighty, I'm coming to you live from downtown St. Louis. Maybe you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm sure you can, but I am sick once again for the third time in 3 months. It's getting very annoying, but you know, I've just decided to ignore it and just go on about my business. So here I am in downtown St. Louis, checking out a new market for my turnkey cash flow operation, cashflowsavvy.com. And I've been out here for a few days, actually 2 days, hanging out with a podcast listener and coaching client, Brad Donnelly. And Brad Donnelly lives here in St. Louis. He runs Einstein Cleaning Services. They do carpets and hardwood floors and refinishing, janitorial work. They are the genius of cleaning. That's their slogan. I think that's pretty clever. But Brad has been really awesome. Big shout out to you, Brad, by the way. Thank you very much for your hospitality and sharing your local knowledge with me. And thanks for taking me to your family restaurant as well, Joyous. The hot salami was off the hook. So if you happen to be here in St. Louis, South St. Louis specifically is where Brad's restaurant is. I highly recommend you look up Brad's family restaurant, Joya's, and stop by and get you one of their famous hot salami sandwiches. No, that is not a commercial. That's just my personal endorsement. We haven't changed anything here on the show, but Joya's was off the hook. So thanks, Brad. Thank you very much. Over the last couple days, I've taken a tour of the market here in St. Louis and assembled two awesome teams here, of which I'm ready to open up shop. I'm ready to open up shop here within the next 7 to 10 days. That's how much this market has impressed me and the people that I've been able to meet. I mean, the cash-on-cash returns here are strong, and you can still purchase well below replacement costs. And the demand for quality rental property is actually very high here. And this is a market very similar to Memphis. And we've had an awesome run in Memphis over the last 9 months or so. And we'll continue to. I mean, Memphis is still going strong and we're not leaving. We're staying there. And we're just going to continue to diversify, creating a very stable portfolio for ourselves and for our cash flow savvy clients. And if you'd like to get more information on our turnkey cash flow investments in Memphis, in Columbus, Ohio, and now St. Louis, Missouri, you can visit cashflowsavvy.com and download our free investor package. And I'll show you how to invest in real estate at the Epic Pro Academy, or I'll do it for you at cashflowsavvy.com. Alrighty, we got some new comments over at iTunes. This comes from Real Prosperous. Matt's guidance and wealth of information makes this process a very interesting and valuable path towards attaining true success. No BS. I love that. Straight to the point and full of great recommendations and tools. Thanks, Matt. I follow this and your do-over podcast religiously. That comes from Felipe in Austin, Texas. Felipe, thank you very much. SOJ Army. Matt is awesome for sharing his wisdom. Keep giving him great reviews so more folks can enjoy and benefit from all the gold nuggets here. Well, thank you, SOJ Army. I appreciate that. And then from Josh in Salt Lake City, his headline is, "Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?" faux drizzle, he says. This podcast, as well as the How to Do Deals series, makes it rain with info to help you escape the rat race. It's well worth your time to check it out. Matt freely gives a ton of info, scripts, documents to help you succeed in real estate investing. Don't miss out on this one. Thank you very much, Josh, for that. And then from Studio Mini, XL Recording Studio. Thanks for all the great info. Please keep it up. From New York City. Thanks. That comes from Pete. Pete, you're welcome. Thanks for the comment. And last one, great educational program from Craig Fu. 5-star rating. Matt, thanks for the inspiration. I am under contract and completing my due diligence on my second HUD property. I couldn't have done it without the juice you provide with your podcast. I look forward to the next one. Best of luck to you, buddy. Hope to cross paths with you soon. Well, thanks, Craig Fu. Best of luck to you as well. And yes, I do hope we cross paths soon. Thank you for your comments. Keep those coming. I really appreciate those. I received a very special email this week also from Randall Trzaska. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly, Randall. And, you know, it wasn't just an email. Randall actually attached a YouTube video. And I know you can't see it, but I'm going to go ahead and play it for you.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? My name is Randall. I'm standing here in front of my first ever house that I wholesaled. I got right here my check for $12,000. And this feels awesome. And I did it all thanks to you, thanks to Epic Real Estate. I got an hour commute to work each day, and I listen to it all the time. And also thanks to Mercedes for every time I called up with a question. Thanks, you guys are awesome.
You are absolutely welcome, Randall, and thank you for sharing your success with me and everybody here at the podcast. And thanks for showing me your $12,000 check. I know you guys couldn't see it, but he had it showed it to me right there on the YouTube video. Awesome. That's so awesome. And, you know, I was having a rough day the day your email showed up, and it just turned everything around. It brightened up my day significantly and reminded me why I do what I do. So, Randall, stay in touch and let me know how else I can help. And then on the Epic Real Estate Investing Hotline, I got a question from Russell in Minneapolis.
Hey, Matt. This is Russell from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Love the podcast. My question for you is, where can I find a contract to do a wholesaling deal, whether from a lawyer or a title company, and what questions do I ask to find that contract? Thanks.
Thanks for the question, Russell. Now, I don't know. I don't know of a specific wholesale contract. I mean, any real purchase contract is going to do the trick. So let's discuss basically, I guess, the two different ways in which you can wholesale a property. The first is where you find a motivated seller, submit an offer, and negotiate until there's an agreement of which you both would sign that agreement. Now, that property is under contract, and you are the buyer on this particular contract. And you don't need a special contract for this. Any standard real estate contract would absolutely work. And I show you inside the free real estate investing course how I fill out my contract to buy, including all of my contingency clauses. I give you all of that, which make the real estate part of this whole thing, the transaction part, very safe for you as a buyer, contrary to popular belief. And if you write up your contracts correctly, you're really never at any risk. And I show you how to do that in the free course. Now, once you have that property under contract as a buyer, and you'll sometimes hear this referred to as the A to B transaction, but once you have that under contract, you acquire a certain amount of rights. They're called equitable rights, meaning you technically have some ownership in the property just by being in contract. It's a contingent ownership, but it's enough to where you do have some owner rights. And one of those rights are you can market the property. You can place an ad in the newspaper. You can place an ad on Craigslist. You can blast out an email to your buyer's list. You can do a postcard mailing. You can market the property looking for a buyer. And then once you find one, this would be your B2C transaction. You'll write up a purchase contract, but this time you are the seller of the property. You're the buyer on the A to B contract, and then you are the seller on the B2C contract. And obviously, this contract is going to be for a higher price than what you're paying for the property. And this, too, is just a standard normal purchase contract. Like I said, I show you where I get mine from in the free course. Or you could just go to Staples or OfficeMax to their form aisle. They got them there, and you can use the contract you find there. Nothing really special. Now you have your A to B contract with you as the buyer, and you have your B to C contract with you as the seller. And what you want to do, though, you want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. You got to be totally transparent with this process, both your seller and your buyer. And you have to inform your escrow officer, your title agent, your closing agent of what's going on. And they'll go ahead and they'll just take those two contracts and they will coordinate the closing for you. And when the property closes, the difference of the buy price and the difference of the sell price, that goes to you. So that's one way to wholesale a property. Another way is to assign the contract, to assign a contract. And it looks very similar as the first example I just laid out for you. You want to get a property under contract, but this time, instead of writing in your name as the buyer, you're going to write your name in as the buyer and or assigns, your name and or assignee. And I've never really figured out the difference between assigns or assignee. I think they're basically the same. I don't really think there is a difference. But I've done it both ways, and I've never had an issue. And everything has always, turned out okay. So to do this, you don't need a special contract. But I did have one created for assigning a property. I kind of put a template together, and that's the one I used over and over again. And if you want a copy of that, you can have that. You can get that at epicprodownloads.com. epicprodownloads.com. And I don't ask for your name or your email or anything. Just go there and click on the link. I think it's called Assignment Contract. And it will automatically download a PDF of a blank contract to your computer. All right. So again, once you have the property under contract, you can market the property. Now, when you find a buyer, you don't necessarily need to create a new purchase agreement. What you'll do is you'll complete a little one-page assignment of contract agreement, which you can also find at epicprodownloads.com. Just click and download that at epicprodownloads.com, and both of those docs are yours for free to use. Now, I must say, I threw out a disclaimer there. I'm not an attorney. This is not legal advice, and I make no warranties or guarantees around the use of these contracts. You should have your own legal counsel take a look at them first, and that shouldn't take very long or cost you too much. I mean, if anything, they're short, and they're pretty basic agreements and simple universal language. But I got to put that disclaimer out there, and have your professionals look those over before you put them into use. Alrighty. So as usual, I probably went into too much detail for the answer, but hopefully, Russell, that does answer your question. And no special contract needed to wholesale. In my free course at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com, I show you the one that I use most frequently, or you can go down to Staples or Office Max. You could probably just Google real estate purchase agreement and find one for free. I don't know. Or you can go to epicprodownloads.com and download my assignment contract, epicprodownloads.com. So if you have a question that you'd like for me to answer here on the show, you can call 1-888-891-7203, 1-888-891-7203, and leave your question there. All righty, 888-891-7203. So today, I've got another great interview for you with one of my coaching clients, and his experience hasn't been so good, okay? But there's still something to learn from it, and I'm sharing this interview with because he's just been gracious enough to share his experience with you. And I think there's really just as much to learn from great success as there is people that are going to be successful, that they're still on their journey. And on the phone, I'm joined by Mr. Gabe Stockton. Gabe, welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast.
Thanks, Matt.
Glad you're here, bud. Let's get started and just kind of tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and what you do for a living.
Sure. So, I'm a builder by nature. I started out as a laborer for a construction company. I was like 16. And ever since then, I've just been in the building industry, and I worked my way up and ended up becoming a project manager for a very, very large national builder. And what we do is we build high-rise and mid-rise apartments, luxury apartments. So we're currently building one in San Diego. I've been on that project for like 2 years, and before that, I just did one in Hollywood, and so yeah, that's what I do. I build big new buildings.
Got it. So you do the actual building, or what's your role in the whole thing?
We're generally what happens is a company will hire someone to come in and build it, a general contractor, and what we do is we own the property, so we come in and we buy it. We're the developer. But then we also self-perform, build it. So we have an in-house general contractor, and that's the side that I work for, is the self-perform division.
Got it.
And so as soon as they get it under contract and close escrow, we're in there the next day with plans and permits, and we start digging footings and pouring concrete and framing and just all the way till the finish, and working with doing key turnovers to the property management company. And so start to finish, we're there.
Got it. So you said you've been a builder for a really long time. What is it about real estate that initially attracted you, and what's kept you in the game?
I've always loved real estate because, I heard a long time ago that we are in an honorable business. And I really believed that when I heard it. And that's never changed. I still believe we're in an honorable business. We provide homes for people, you know, and I always thought it was cool to build something from nothing. You know, when we come on these projects, they're usually dirt. And when we leave, it's a beautiful building that people can live in. And I see families moving into them and, you know, hardworking professionals that just want to come home and relax. And I don't know, I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, you know, when we first met, I mean, you're working for this other company, and then when
right.
we first met, you had expressed an interest in wanting to get out there and doing, you know, real estate in some capacity for yourself. How long have you been thinking about that?
About 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, probably along with a lot of people, and as soon as I read that, it just sparked something that was already there, you know, just that hunger for success and just freedom, you know, and getting out of the rat race once we knew what it was called, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so ever since then, you know, there was just a passion for real estate investing and the idea of it.
Got it. So it's 5 years you've been thinking about it. What's gotten in your
sure.
way? Why did it take so long for you to actually take that first step?
Well, I did. I actually did the Rich Dad coaching program within about a year of reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I got into real estate right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. It was about 6 or almost 7 years now, if I really think about it, because I had my license for 4 years. And so, I mean, I got into real estate right away. I got into real estate, but the way I did it was I got my license.
Mm-hmm.
And I started selling real estate as a, you know, as an agent, and did really well. Making good money, and then the market, you know, just actually I was buying homes in Bakersfield
mm-hmm.
and top of the market, and everybody's making tons of money and flipping houses and
mm-hmm.
Renting them out and all kinds of stuff. And everything was great, but yeah, the whole thing fell out, especially in that area.
Right.
So, my investing career ended abruptly due to a lot of that stuff going on. And I realized, you know, being a real estate agent, you know, even though there was a lot of freedom and good money and stuff, it wasn't really the real estate investing, you know, that I had planned on doing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was different than what it was. And really it was still a job. You know, you still had to show up every day. You still had to, you know, do those things. But there's nothing wrong with it. But it just wasn't exactly what the vision was.
Right.
So.
Right.
I think I went around the question a little bit. You asked me what took so long. So from there, you know, I did the Rich Dad program, realizing that I did the Rich Dad program. And at the time I had very poor credit and no money, you know, no anything. And the only thing they teach in that, the program I took at least, was buy and hold strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually looked back recently, and the only thing that's even in there remotely about using other people's money or creative financing is less than a paragraph of, you know, just such a real quick mention of, you know, there is other people's money out there, but really you want to use conventional financing. And that's really what they're pushing. So kind of, you know, at the time I didn't think creatively at all, and I didn't think there was any other options. So
right.
And I took what I learned and I banked it and knew I would use it someday.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried really hard to use what I had learned, and I just kept hitting the roadblock of financing. You know, I
right.
found some really smoking deals and some good cash flowing properties, and I still knew that Bakersfield market really well, and I was finding great stuff, but long story short, it just couldn't close a deal without the money. So
mm-hmm. So You've taken the education. You're a real estate agent. You went through the upswing that everyone else here in Southern California did. I guess the whole nation somewhat did, and it came crashing down. You've been licking your wounds for a while. What's caused you to get started, you know, just right now?
It's the, you know, that dream, that vision of freedom just has never gone away. You know, I still just really wanted to exit the rat race. You know, and I still believe real estate investing, as far as like passive income from owning real estate is my ticket out, mm-hmm. I guess you could say.
Right.
You know, that's my vision for how I'm going to exit mm-hmm. working for other people.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So with all the options out there, I mean, obviously you took the Rich Dad Poor Dad education, and I can imagine, I think we talked, you've read quite a bit, few books on this as well, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then, so why did you think, what was it that clicked for you about the Epic Pro Academy and the one-on-one coaching program? Why did you think that was going to be the right path this time?
You know, I had listened to the podcast and I'd stumbled across, you know, and then I had been listening to your podcast and then two others,
mm-hmm.
and I really, really felt like I could click with what you were saying and kind of your beliefs, you know, and your you know, your past, your history, and you know, I could really understand where you were coming from, I guess I could say.
Got it.
And anyway, I what you were talking about was exactly perfect for what's going on right now. Like, no money, no credit, and you're still in real estate, and you can buy and sell and actually make a living and eventually exit the rat race through your system, you know. And I read, you know, your program. I went through your videos and everything, and I mean. It all made sense, you know, and it was a, you know, so that's what intrigued me, you know, to reach out to you.
Sweet. So going through the academy, you've gone through all the videos and through our coaching experience, any epiphanies or myths that were busted around real estate investing for you?
No, I can't say that. I think right off the bat, it took me a good couple, like 3 months of listening to those podcasts, and you know, I read not only your program, but a couple other ones too. So I feel like I kind of somewhat understood enough, you know, the wholesaling and how it worked. And so, you know, that getting through that was a big, big deal because, you know, I being in the real estate game as an agent, you do not know anything about, you know, at least, you know, they don't teach you about other people's money or creative financing at
right.
all. You're actually taught not to go that route at all. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, breaking some of those habits, you know, and those things that were ingrained in me was pretty tough at first. But I think by the time I came into the coaching program, I was really open-minded to what, you know, to creative financing and,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you taught. So no, not really any myths that were broken. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, you brought up a good point because a question I frequently get is, as people are getting started investing, they ask me, should they get their license? If someone asks you that question, what would you say?
It just depends on what you want to do. You know, as you taught me, I would say it depends. But, you know, it depends on what you want to do. But if you want to be a wholesaler, you don't need your license.
Mm-hmm.
Or really, mostly a creative financing and creative real estate, you know, occupations you can do,
mm-hmm.
you would not need a license.
Right. What would you say, this is a question kind of off topic, but I think it's a good one. What would you say is the biggest benefit you got from having a license first?
I learned about how to do contracts.
Mm-hmm.
That was, doing contracts is still even scary to me because,
mm-hmm.
you know, sitting down and nobody likes to, you know, I learned words such as paperwork and, you know, authorize instead of saying sign when I was in real estate because
right.
people are so afraid to sign things, you know, it's like, has a negative connotation that comes with it. So, you know, when I was taught by you to do a letter of intent, which I love because it's so much easier than the 8-page, you know, contract we do in residential real estate, but
mm-hmm.
and eventually the 50 pages of, you know, disclosures, but you know, it the contracts I would say is the big thing that
right.
you can really get past, and just working with people and as an agent, you got to know the market, got to know statistics, and I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, to truly be successful or find some success, you need to know those things, and that really, really is the same thing with investing. You got to know the market you're in and how to present a contract.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would have been my exact same answer. Just working with people, you got to do that a lot, and then you got comfortable with the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And even that takes longer for some people. Absolutely. And some people never get comfortable with it. And it's understandable. It can be intimidating. There's a lot of writing in there.
Yes.
So tell me, after a few months, we ended actually our coaching session just before the holidays.
Right.
And just before the holidays. So what happened? What were your results inside of the coaching program?
So my results right off the bat were really good. Mm-hmm. I started out, you know, I just full of fire and, you know, and piss and vinegar. You know, I just came mm-hmm. in full with everything I had and started my marketing right away. I'd already put letters out and I was just religious about getting my signs up every day. And on Saturday mornings, I was out there getting signs up before the sun came up and Craigslist ads, you know, just doing everything. Mm-hmm. And I was going to meetings, you know, I was just doing everything that you said to do or suggested to do even. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had decent results. I had really good results off my letters. I it's different for everyone. You know, I know a guy that gotten tons of deals off of, signs, but nothing off of letters and nothing off of Craigslist. And then you hear about guys that just get Craigslist. So, mm-hmm. But for me, those letters really worked well. And I got a lot of people, you know, and I was meeting with people and, you know, I started writing offers and then I think I was just, I wasn't being very realistic with my time. And I was, you know, I was really shirking my job to, you know, mm-hmm. I hate to say it like that and hopefully my boss isn't listening, but you know, I really was. I was leaving work early and I was not coming in, you know, on time. And just to be honest, I was really out there meeting with people and driving, you know, checking on properties and, mm-hmm. you know, trying to break into the real estate game. And I really had high hopes too to retire by the end of the year, mm-hmm. you know, and which I still don't believe was unobtainable. Mm-hmm. And especially with your plan, I mean, you and me planned it out. And I think if I would have stuck to the plan, I could have hit it. Mm-hmm. But I knowingly strayed from the plan because I was, mostly guilty about not being at work. And mm-hmm. I felt like I'd been a little unrealistic with my time and how much time it was going to take. I was staying up super late and I was just, I just got really overwhelmed really quickly. And I think it's because I started out so hard and with so much, you know, I don't want to say passion because it's good to have passion, but mm-hmm. Okay. I was kind of a shooting star, you know, versus a shining star that just always there every day, you know?
Right. Right. No, definitely. And it happens. So knowing what you know now, looking back, what would you have done differently?
I think I would have started out a little slower, even though that's not my nature. I've noticed in the past that's worked out really well with things that I've succeeded in. It's just kind of going in a more like a steamroller, just real slow and heavy and strong, you know, versus just trying to pile drive through it, and then you're laying there tired after you break through the line. Mm-hmm. Sorry, a little football analogy.
That's great.
But, you know what I mean? And I think I would have slowed down a little bit and, used less of, you know, my total energy. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. You know, I used it all just right, you know, right out the gate. And then, my biggest thing was not, meeting with people or contracts. I think that really stops a lot of people, you know, or making offers or those things don't really scare me, and you know, a little bit, but not to the point of stopping me, but my inner worthiness, you know. And I remember right off the bat, it was said, there's either two things, you know, it's either you think this won't work or you think you won't work. And right off the bat, when you're not getting success right away, the instant thing is, does this even work? And it's not like a direct thought that I was having. I wasn't just thinking, oh, this won't work. It just was kept creeping in, like, man, does this even work? You know, mm-hmm. and really fighting that and pushing that back is tough. It was for me. Right. And then due to that, I started thinking I don't work, you know, and I really questioned who I was and my success, you know, my successes and failures over the last couple of years. And instead of looking forward, I was looking back. Mm-hmm. And I think that was probably my biggest mistake I ever made going into the coaching program, is I just should have started out a little slower and steady and given it, sounds funny, maybe less time, but more just really like focused time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have really focused on looking forward and focusing on the vision statement and you know, just forward looking, not looking back in the past at failures and, you know,
right,
thinking about how I can't do it. And I don't know, it got me for some reason.
So. Right. Right. And I just want you to know, Gabe, that you are 100% normal. Because what you experience is nothing out of the ordinary by any means. And, you know, in with real estate, I've come to know that it's not really the rabbit that wins the race, and it's not the tortoise either. It's the consistent, focused person that really wins the race. And having gone through this already, I mean, you look back and you can see it's just consistency, and then it's focused time. And it doesn't have to be a lot of time. It doesn't have to be, you know, staying up till midnight, working till 2 or 3. It can be a couple hours of focused time consistently.
Right. Yep. And I agree with you completely.
Yep. Yep. So good. I'm glad you got something out of that. And we ended up not doing a transaction, right?
I did not do a deal. And you know, I consciously made the choice right about 2 weeks before the end of the coaching that I was going to finish the program. And I even talked to you about it. And I decided to refocus back on my job and my work. I really felt that the position I'm in, it's detrimental that I'm there every day, all day, and they expect a lot of hours out of me. And I kind of have to do a lot of hours because it's just the load that's on me.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's backwards from what I really want in the present moment, you know, that was just the most comfortable and most logical thing that I needed to do, was just really focus on my job.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. You know, it's unfortunate. And I really had to do some soul searching on why I went that route. For some reason, I just wasn't ready yet to fully commit to the program,
right.
You know, and that's what I came up with. You know, it's just to be dead honest with myself and with you, that's what happened.
Right.
You know, not to say that I won't take what I learned and use it. It's funny. I'm still meeting with people every week, wholesalers. I met with a lady last week and put an offer on a house because she had held on to my yellow letter from like 4 months ago and called me out of the blue and had a house that she wants to sell. And I went down and put a cash offer on it last week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I still believe, you know, I still believe in this thing still soul searching for when the right time is going to be to just dig in and go. Cause once again, I don't believe it's always just go in a full force at any time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the passion's got to really be there. The commitment, you know, to never stop.
Right.
So,
right. You know, I think there's a lot of people listening that can really identify with you. And I know that cause I talk to them all the time and I get their emails all the time. And one of their challenges is having that balance between the job that they absolutely need to pay their bills at the moment, where are they going to find the
right
time? And my answer is always, you know, when it's important enough, you'll do it.
Yep.
You know, and sometimes a comfortable job can be almost your worst enemy, you know, because that comfort and complacency, it creates comfort in your life right now. But, you know, as we all know, as on this show, particularly in the conversations that we have, it's like the long term, where is that going to lead you? If you continue to do what you're doing right now, what's your life going to look like in a year?
Yeah.
And what's your life going to look like in 5 years? And what's your life going to look like in 10 years? You know, so absolutely, we've got to do what we got to do. Because, I mean, I went out and I bagged groceries for 6 months and didn't have any plans at all. But I had to do something to eat. So I can definitely relate, and I get that. But one thing I don't want you to lose sight of, Gabe, is why you got involved in the first place.
Right.
And I know you're married. And Gabe, you have kids, yes?
Yeah, I do. I have two boys.
You have two boys. And, yep. You know, those are the things you have to think about as well. And I'm not saying that to ever suggest that you did the wrong thing, not by any means. You got to do what you got to do, and everyone knows their situation better than anyone else knows it.
Right.
But what I don't want you to leave with is, you know, to lose sight of what you once saw was possible for yourself, and now for some reason you don't see it as being possible right now. So just to keep that always, that keep that perspective, because you're younger, 34, and I'm 43. I'm going to be turning 44 this year. And I just kind of look back. I wish I knew now what I knew when I was 34 years old. It right. could have been. And so I'm speaking to you more from a place of wisdom and not a coach or not an instructor, but just time will fly by quicker than you could possibly imagine. And I know all the 43-year-olds, 44-year-olds out there listening to me right now are nodding their head up and down. And possibly the 34-year-olds are like, damn, darn, Matt, you're being kind of hard on him. But I have faith in you, Gabe. You're a smart guy, and you're definitely got the work ethic. And, you know, you just kind of have to go back and rediscover your reason why. And very well, this might not be the right time, and that's perfectly okay. But just don't lose sight of, you know, what you once saw possible for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm really feeling that too. So yeah.
Cool.
Good.
Cool. So based on, maybe you've already said it, but maybe you can wrap it up in a nice little nutshell, for people that are listening to you that are relating to you right now, and what words of advice would you have for them as they're thinking about getting started investing in real estate?
You know, I'd say if it's something that you really, really are seriously thinking about, I would talk to either your closest friends or your wife, or, you know, a lot of times those people will hold you back or support you. But the thing is, it's going to happen during the program, even, you know, just as much as it's going to happen before the program. So, you know, I came in with my wife's support, and that was huge. I mean, if I didn't have that, I would have never even made it a week, you know, because I was staying up late, you know, and she could have been getting on to me about it. And for you married guys out there, you know what I'm talking about. So you know, that was really a big one, having her support. And also some of my really close, you know, friends that I trust had my back and truly believed in me. And I shared my vision with them, you know, the vision that Matt helped me make. I shared it with them, and that was big. And they really believed in me, you know. That's the advice I would give, is really go into it with the right attitude. And, you know, I was really committed to it when I went in, and I'd lost sight of that during the program. But just be realistic about your time and your, you know, really, really set up some set times every day if you can, and to just do the program. And if you do it, it will work. I'm still so confident in that. And what Matt taught me was, it's priceless, because I will use it. And I still know that I'll find success with things I've learned from this program and from past ones I've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the things that we do, I think it resonates in the future. And yeah, when the time is right, I'll be there. That's the advice I got.
Awesome. Well, Gabe, as I shared with you at the end of our coaching program, and this goes for all of my coaching clients, once the program is up, you know, we're essentially buddies, and the phone line is always open to you. The email is always open to you. So whenever you feel like it's the right time, please get back in touch with me, and we'll pick up where we left off and see if we can't get you back on track. Okay.
I really appreciate that, Matt. And yeah, and you, I know you've called a couple times, and I definitely appreciate that. You've been very supportive, and the program was great. I would definitely recommend it to anybody that's interested in bettering their future through real estate.
Cool. Thanks, Gabe. Thank you for sharing so authentically and coming up on the show and having the courage just to talk about something that's, you know, it's important to you and it's personal, and to come on a show that we're always talking about success and money, and you came up and you shared, you know, hey, it didn't work out so good for me. And I really appreciate that, because I want everyone to hear both sides of the story. I want them to hear why things do work and why things don't work. So very, very appreciative of that. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope it helps somebody.
Me too, and I'm sure it will. There's someone out there nodding their head up and down right now, I'm sure.
Cool.
All right, buddy. Well, get back to your day. I'll get back to mine, and let's stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, we will. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
So Gabe touched on a few things I want to mention real quick. Gabe talked about his belief. he went through periods of doubt, wondering if real estate investing even works. Well, that's normal. I mean, everybody goes through this. But the key is to not let it get to you, not to let it stop you. I mean, there's evidence all around that it works. You just got to hang in there. You know, success, it comes at different speeds for everybody. It comes at a different pace. Growth comes at different speeds for everybody. But what absolutely does work for everybody is consistency and persistency. You have to have your consistent and persistent action. And we've discussed that a lot here, and I'm not going to go into it again right now, but whether you start fast like Gabe did or you start slow, the speed at which you start doesn't really matter. It's when you do actually make up your mind to get started, you just got to maintain a consistent workflow. When you've decided that you can really make that commitment to your business, you want to make a commitment to consistent workflow. And I show you exactly how to do that in the free real estate investing course too. I mean, I'd rather you do a little bit every single day than pack, say, your first day of the week, rather than pack your Monday with a ton of activity and take the next 6 days off. For some reason, I mean, I've got my theories on it. I don't know for sure, but for some reason, those two approaches, although the work that you put in might be the same, they do not produce the same result. Consistent and persistent action is what's going to get it done for you. I mean, just like Randall shared his success at the top of the show. I mean, a $12,000 payday for wholesaling his first property. Randall was persistent and he made it happen. And there's no doubt that his next deal is going to come much faster. And the one after that's going to come even faster. The more you do, the better you get. And the better you get, the more deals you'll do. And it's just kind of self-fulfilling thing. But you got to be consistent. And it will become second nature if you just stay the course. You got to be consistent and persistent. And another point I wanted to pull from Gabe's interview is to set aside time to conduct your investing activities. Put it in the schedule. You got to put it in your calendar, whether that's, you know, just an old-fashioned wall calendar or a day timer, a day planner, or you got your smartphone or you got your calendar online. You got to schedule your work to be performed consistently each day. That's what's really going to produce a consistent workflow. I mean, I have a coaching client right now, Chris. Chris is in the Navy, full-time, active duty. He's got a full schedule. And he sends out his direct mail in the morning, and he places his ads in the morning. That he schedules it that way, so it gets done every day. And then he returns the phone calls that come in on his lunch break. And he has that scheduled also. He knows on his lunch break he's going to go ahead and chow down his food, and then he's going to go ahead and he's going to make the calls that came in while he was working. And he visits motivated sellers in the evenings on the weekends. He's got that scheduled in. And because he does, we're only about, I think, maybe 6 or 7 weeks into his coaching program. He just opened up escrow on his first deal. And I believe he just got his second offer accepted last night. He sent me a text on it, and I'll confirm that. But the point here is, if an active duty seaman can make it happen with his full-time schedule, so can you. Alrighty? Schedule your activities. What gets scheduled gets done. So schedule it. Alrighty, so that's it for today. We're going to get to another awesome coaching client interview on the next episode, along with more of your questions and comments. And if you have a question or a comment or a concern, please share them with me at 1-888-891-7203. 888-891-7203. And if you're enjoying the show, and it would be a great favor to me if you stopped by iTunes and left me a rating and a review. That helps me out in the search results. It allows more people to find the show, and it allows me to help more people. Okay, so thank you very much for your time today. I know there are a lot of things you could be doing, and you chose to spend this time with me, and I don't take that lightly. So I just know that we're all busy people, and I have the utmost respect for you and your time. So again, thank you. And until next time, as a very wise person once said, in essence, if we want to direct our lives, we must take control of our consistent actions. It's not what we do once in a while that shapes our lives, but what we do consistently. To your success, I'm Matt Theriault, living the dream.
Thank you for spending this time with Matt Theriault and the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. When you have a moment, stop by iTunes to leave your comments and let us know what you think of the show. And if you haven't done so already, get started investing today by visiting freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. To access Matt's free course, How to Do Deals, No Money Required. Until next time. To your success.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.